de la muerte.
We got the land of the dead. There was the other incident that happened that really upset me. Well, I've been out riding fences all day long, and I was hot and tired. Rode into the little Mexican town of Emahagua. And I tied up my horse, and I went inside. Ordered me a big old beer, the biggest beer they had, big old schooner. I'm standing there at the bar drinking. In the background, I can hear snickering and people going, hey, the gringo, look at the gringo. I didn't pay. I was tired. I didn't want to jack with it, you know? I just drank my beer and put up with it. Finally, I paid the bartender. I walked outside to get on my horse, and I looked, and I saw somebody had painted the horse's doodads red. And I was furious. I mean, that's the horse. The horse that I depended on for my very life. He was more than transportation. He was a friend. One time, I got attacked by Comanches, and I laid him down, and I fired my rifle from behind him while he took arrows in the flank. That horse would die for me. And somebody has the audacity, the disrespect to paint that proud stallion's doodads red! I went into that bar like a house of fire. I kicked that door open. I said, all right! You've had your little joke, and by now they're all howling with laughter. I said, that horse means more to me than any other human being I have ever met in this stinking excuse for a world. Somebody painted his doodads red, and I want to know who right now. Well, this big Mexican got about 6'6", 305 pounds of solid muscle. He walked over to me. He said, I did. I said, well, I just thought I'd let you know the first coat's dry.